What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, before we get into today's quick tip, a couple of announcements for you. We got a lot going on here at Rick Mulready headquarters. Number one, I'm accepting applications for my Accelerator Mastermind, kicking off again in January. So it's like 6 weeks from now. It's crazy. So if you're an online expert, in other words, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, online educator, and you're looking to take your business to the next level, whether that's six figures, multiple six figures, seven figures plus, then this group could be for you. This is about group coaching. This is about support. This is about accountability and community to help you take your business to the next level. So if you want to apply, this is application only, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay. Next thing, I'm doing a live, actually two live free webinar trainings on Thursday, November 14th. And this is for online experts who, if you're feeling overwhelmed when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ads, and you just want a simple step-by-step system for creating profitable and effective Facebook and Instagram ads, then this webinar training is going to be for you. It's called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, three strategies for creating effective ads that get results. Okay. Again, I'm going to be doing two live trainings on Thursday, November 14th, and you can pick a time that works best for you at rickmulready.com/live training. Now on the training, I'm going to be sharing my exact step-by-step process that I feel all online experts need to know to be generating profitable and effective Facebook and Instagram ads for your online business. So we're talking generating leads and sales. I'm also going to be sharing the mistakes that I see most people making with their ads and how you can avoid them. Also, since we're going to be live, I'm going to be doing a live Q&A for you. Okay. So again, this is going to be on Thursday, November 14th. To grab a time that works best for you, there is limited seats. I know this is not some scarcity thing, but there's only so many slots in the webinar software that we have. So if you want to grab a spot, rickmulready.com/live training. rickmulready.com/live training. Okay, let's jump into today's quick tip. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. So if you're an ads manager, if you're already running some ads, you've started them, and you're going in the check-in to see how they're doing, and you're like, I have no idea what I'm looking at. What do these stats mean? I have no idea if my ads are even working or not. That is exactly what we're going to be talking about here on today's quick tip episode. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is actually going to be a part one because a little bit of a longer conversation here when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ad stats. And so I wanted to make this super digestible and just kind of give you a perspective on what stats to be looking at when it comes to your ads, and then also the why behind what you're looking at and why I recommend looking at specific stats. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break it up into two parts. Number one is going to be today. Okay, so on this quick tip, I'm going to take you through sort of the background on stats, what you need to be looking at, and start to dive into things. Then I'm going to break it up so that I don't want to overwhelm you. And that's why I don't want to do this in one episode. So in the next quick tip episode, we'll do a part two for this. Okay. And so as we get into this, the first thing I want you to understand when it comes to Facebook and Instagram ad stats is that when you are looking at your ads or the stats, and when you're trying to decide what's going on, and we call this optimization, right? So you're optimizing your ads, meaning, okay, your ads are running and I want to move budget around. I want to increase here, decrease there. I want to change this, do that. We call this optimization, right? And this is an art, my friends. What you're trying to do when you look at the stats, you're trying to paint the picture of what's actually going on with your ads so that you can figure out what to do with them. And this is I'm not going to lie, this is an overwhelming thing at first. If you're not used to optimizing your ads and figuring out what to do, it can be really challenging and it can be really frustrating because you're like, I'm not really sure what I'm doing here. I'm going to do this, but I'm not sure if this is the right thing to do. I will tell you this. It gets much easier over time. My goal for you is for you to be able to open up your ads manager, look at your ads that are running, and then for you to be able to be like, okay, boom, I know exactly what I'm looking at. These stats are good. You know, I would like to improve these stats. This one's terrible. And so you know exactly what you are looking at. Okay. And so as we start this conversation, I'm going to start with some real basics here, right? When you open up Ads Manager, you want to make sure that you're customizing the columns that you are looking at for your stats. And the way that you do that is you go to, so it defaults to performance, right? So you open up your Ads Manager on the right hand side. When you're looking at your campaigns and your stats and stuff, there's a drop down column that says columns performance. And I want you to open that up and click on customize columns. That way you get to choose which stats that you're looking at in your report. Okay. And once you set the report up, you can save the report as a saved report. So you don't have to do this every single time. Okay. And so today I want to share with, I want to start to go through some of the stats I suggest that you be looking at. Before we even do that, when you open up that window for customizing your columns, in the bottom right hand corner of the window that opens up, it's called the attribution window. And it's really important to understand what that is, because the attribution window determines the data that you're seeing for the data. That determines the data that you see for the data. That didn't make any sense. It determines the data that you see, like such clicks, conversions, etc., that are attributed to your ads. I've done a whole episode here on the podcast about attribution window. So I'm not going to go into it really deeply here because I already have. So if you missed that episode or you want a refresher, make sure you go back and listen to just search in the podcast here for the attribution window episode. Okay, I like to look at 28-day click. Now, is there value in looking at, you know, 7-day click, 1-day click, etc.? For sure, absolutely. But for simplicity's sake here, what I want you to look at is the 28-day click. What that means is it's going to show you stats for people who actually clicked on your ad, not just saw your ad, right? Because if they saw your ad and then went in, converted, let's just say you're running a webinar campaign and you want registrations, I want to know how many people clicked on my ad and actually went and registered for the webinar, not just saw the ad. Okay. And so I like to look at 28-day click. And again, I'm going to kind of leave it at that. If you want a fuller, a much more deep, I can't talk today, a deeper understanding of attribution window, go back and listen to that episode. Okay. So that's number one. Make sure your attribution window is set so that you know exactly what you are looking for, because when it's pulling in, you know, view metrics might be skewing the data for what you really truly want to, what you truly want to be looking at. Okay. So once we have that, when it comes to optimizing your ads, I like to look at, I kind of call them, break it up into two different quote unquote categories of metrics that I like to look at: primary metrics and secondary metrics. The secondary metrics are what I call the troubleshooting metrics. Okay, and I'm going to break down what each one of these groups means to me, and this is what I teach my students as well. Okay, now, when you start your ads, before you even look at the stats, you've got to be patient, my friends. Okay, when you start any ads, you got to wait at least 72 hours before making any changes to them. So that means if you start your ads on a Tuesday morning, like maybe check in with them, make sure that they're running, but then you just got to let them go and get into Facebook's algorithm. And then maybe by Friday or Saturday, then you're starting to go in there and look at the stats. Okay. Again, this gives Facebook's algorithm time to try and get you the results that you're looking for and get into the flow, if you will, of the algorithm. If after 3 to 5 days, okay, then you start to look into your stats, you're not happy with the results, then you start optimizing from there. Okay. So the primary stats, going back to the primary stats and the secondary stats, the primary stats are the ones that are most relevant to your objective. So I'll give you an example actually here in a second. I like to look at, from when it comes to time periods, I like to look at the lifetime of the campaign that I'm running, weekly and daily. Now that, of course, that's going to depend on how long your ad campaign's been running, etc. But I like to look at different snapshots of time for my campaign stats. Okay, so for the primary stats, if your campaign objective, for example, is conversions, so I want to send people from my ad to a webinar registration page or to an opt-in page, the first stat that I'm looking at is, what is my cost per result? That is basically, what is your cost per conversion, right? And then the number of conversions that I've gotten and how much money I've spent to get those conversions. That's the first stat that I'm looking at. What is my cost per result when my objective is conversions? Now, if my objective is, say, traffic, for example, where I just want to send people to, you know, a page on my website or something like that, then at that point, I'm looking at cost per click and what my click-through rate is. Okay. I'm also probably going to be looking at, what's the number of clicks I've gotten to the landing page? How many landing page views have I gotten? Notice the stats that I'm talking about here are the most relevant stats, the most important stats that align with the objective that we are choosing. Okay. If you're choosing video views as an objective, let's just say you are running some video and the goal there is to build your video engagement audiences, then video views is your objective. And let's just say you're optimizing for through play. So 15 second plays. Okay, what's your cost per 15 second play? That's going to be your primary stat that you're looking at. The primary stat is the one that most aligns with your objective. Okay. And by the way, the why behind that is because it can be so overwhelming to look at all the stats that Facebook has available to look at, right? Because when we break it down into from primary into primary and secondary stats, now we are starting to simplify things. Okay. Look at the stat first and foremost that most aligns with your objective. Conversions, cool. What's my cost per result? Then if it's traffic, what is my click-through rate? What's my cost per click? Now, if you're also tracking sales off of your campaign, then you definitely want to be looking at what your ROAS is, your return on ad spend. And that has to be set up through like a standard event or a custom conversion, meaning you're putting the value of the sale in. So here's what I mean by that. Let's just say you're running a webinar campaign and your goal is to get people to register for your webinar and you're selling a $497 program on the webinar. Well, you can still track the webinar registrations and the number of sales that you get as a result of your ad campaign. Now you're optimizing for that initial conversion, the initial registration. So the people that click on your ad, go to your registration page and then opt in. So that thank you page is the first custom conversion, if you will, in your campaign. And that is what you optimize for. But you can also, and I highly recommend that you do, also have a custom conversion or a standard event if you want to get a little bit more advanced. I recommend custom conversion, just keep it super simple, to track the sales of your program that you're selling on the webinar. You can put a value in it, $497, right? And that way, when you customize the columns for your report, you can go to the conversions section of the reporting and track that you want to look at the custom conversion, the number of conversions, and the value of the conversions, because now you're going to be able to see what your return on ad spend is, meaning you spent, you know, $500 on ads and you made $1,500 in sales. So it's going to be able to tell you that, those exact numbers within Ads Manager. Okay. And so I want to list out the secondary or troubleshooting stats, but I'm going to stop after I list them out for you because we're getting at almost 20 minutes here and I don't want to overwhelm you with all this stuff. Okay. So I want to break this up for you. The secondary, or what I call the troubleshooting stats, are click-through rate, the link click-through rate to be exact, the landing page conversion rate, meaning what is the percentage of people who are landing on your landing page or, you know, registration page, opt-in page, sales page, what have you, and then actually converting, who are actually making it over to your thank you page, right? I'm also looking at things like the number of impressions that have been delivered, meaning how many people have seen your ad, what the frequency is, okay, which is the average number of times that people have actually seen your ad. And then I'm also looking at the ad relevance. So this used to be the relevance score, but Facebook did away with that, you know, and replaced it with what we're calling ad relevance. Okay, so those are the secondary stats that I look at after looking at that initial stat that is most relevant to the objective that we're doing, that we're using in the campaign. Okay, so in the next quick tip episode, I want to continue with this conversation. I'll recap what we talked about here in this episode and then dive into the secondary or troubleshooting metrics, what those are. I'll share some benchmarks that I feel like you should, quote unquote, be looking at, why you want to be looking at these stats, what the importance of them is, and how they fit into painting the picture of what's actually going on with your ads. And then being able to, once you understand this, then you can start to make decisions on scaling and so forth. Okay. So real quick, just to recap, optimizing your ads, paint the picture of what's actually going on with your ads. And it gets much easier over time. The more that you do this, the easier it's going to be. Okay, make sure that you customize your columns. Okay, don't go with the default performance drop down in that Ads Manager. Go to customize columns and you can choose the stats that we're talking about here today and in the next quick tip episode. Save those reports so that you don't have to keep doing this every single time you go into Ads Manager. We talked about the attribution window and the importance of understanding what that is so that you know what you're looking at. I like to look at the 28-day click. And then when it comes to optimizing your ads, I like to look at, or I break them up into two different categories, primary metrics and the secondary metrics, or what I call the troubleshooting metrics. Okay. You got to be patient. give your ads at least 72 hours after you start your ads or make any changes to them to then look at the stats. Okay. And then the primary stats to finish up here, that is the stat or the couple of stats that are most relevant to the objective that you're using in your campaign. So if your campaign objective is conversions, for example, you want to look at what is your cost per result? What's your cost per conversion? And then I like to look at how many conversions I have and then how much money did I spend in order to get them. If traffic is my objective, I want to look at what's my cost per click, what's my click-through rate, and what is like the, you know, the number of link clicks to the landing page. How many landing page views have I gotten? Notice the primary stats I'm looking at are the ones that are most relevant to my objective. Okay. All right. Next quick tip episode. Next week, I'll break down part two of this and dive into each one of the secondary or troubleshooting metrics, as I like to call them, what they are, some benchmarks that you should be shooting for, and also why I recommend looking at these stats in order to paint the picture of what's actually going on with your ads. Okay. Don't forget, my friends, on November 14th, I've got two live free webinar trainings called Facebook and Instagram Ads 101, Three Strategies for Creating Effective Ads That Get Results. All right. You can pick a time that works best for you by going to rickmulready.com/live training. Okay. Again, next quick tip episode next week, I'll do part two of this discussion. Before that, on next Wednesday's show, I'm going to be sharing a special episode all about how to create pre-launch buzz for your next launch with Facebook and Instagram ads that gets your audience primed and so pumped up about your launch that they cannot wait for your cart to open. Okay, that's coming up in the next episode. So thank you so much for listening to today's quick tip. I'll see you right back here for the next episode of the Art of Online Business podcast.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about five simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.